and welcome back to Daily Dits, your daily slice of Forces Life. It is your host Lydia Tester with you today. It's Monday the 24th of August and we've headed over to Cyprus today where we are joined by BFBS Cyprus Station Manager Anthony Ballard. Ant, how are you doing?
I'm all right, Lydia. How are you? We miss you in Cyprus. I'd just like to tell you that.
Oh, I needed to hear that. Thank you so much. I'm good, thank you. I mean, it's been weird because since I've been back in the UK, the weather's been as nice as Cyprus, so I must have brought the sunshine with me here, I guess.
I think it's been hotter in the UK than it's actually been in Cyprus some of the time. So, well done.
Really?
Have some of our weather.
Have you seen any turtles now that it's turtle season?
I haven't had time to go looking at turtles. It's been busy.
Okay, what have you been up to?
So lots of things have been going on, obviously. I mean, it's quite odd this year because it's stand down, but because of stand down there's still lots and lots of things going on and we're gearing ourselves up for a big BFBS kind of end of summer party at RAF Akrotiri. That's going to be the weekend after the big BFBS Cinefest that's going to be at RAF Akrotiri. So it's all going.
Wow, it sounds like a party to celebrate the end of summer. That's so much fun. Okay, let's talk about what's been going on recently. 1PWRR and the Welsh Guards. Do you want to tell us a bit more about what's been going on there?
Well, it's a handover of the RIB, the infantry battalion in Episcopi. So 1PWRR, they're a great battalion. They've been here for a couple of years and it's time for them to hand over. It was across the summer. They've all left now and they were replaced by the Welsh Guards. Now, the interesting thing is 1PWRR been overseas and been to Cyprus before in the past. Welsh Guards never been here, so it's really new for them. And during the handover between one of them, Lieutenant Colonel Alex Cherry, who's an old mate of BFBS's, and the incoming Welsh Guards Commanding Officer, Lieutenant Colonel Chris Bear, we managed to sneak in a little chat with them both. And I started by asking Alex, you know, what he's going to miss the most about Cyprus.
Actually tinged with a little bit of sadness because, you know, it reflects probably the last time I'm going to speak to you, the last time I'll be working with the BFBS team. I'm very sorry that we'll be leaving the island. So we're back to the southeast of England and back into London, into Royal Artillery Barracks that we left only 2 years ago to start our new life in Full Brigade.
We love the fact that you're such a charmer. Charlie, are you going to be a charmer as well? Where have you come from?
Hi, Ant. I'm not sure about the charm, but we've come from Windsor. We were part of 4 Brigade, so hopefully we've set the PWR for success as a light infantry battalion, which I know they've got great experience of from operating in Cyprus doing the same. So we'll be swapping roles.
Alex, what are you going to miss the most?
I think, firstly, it's really about the people and the community that we have here on island, the closeness of spirit, the way in which people support each other through good times and in the tougher times. It's a really strong bond that we have across all of our stakeholders. So it'll be the people that make it, and that'll be the thing that we probably miss most.
Charlie, I was going to say, what do you think of the place so far? You've probably not had time to work out anything yet.
No, our feet haven't really touched the ground, but we've been really well supported by the PWRR and by everyone in the Tigers. So a big thank you to them. We're getting up to speed quickly and we look forward to seeing everyone around the island.
Alex, have you got any advice to Charlie about what Cyprus is going to hold for him?
To him and the Welsh Guards, I'll just say there's so much opportunity here. So just reach out and enjoy it and take those opportunities. It's going to be really unpredictable couple of years. Who knows what's around the corner, but I know that it'll be professionally engaging and exciting for his people. And then personally, there's just so much to enjoy here. So go out there, grasp the opportunities and really enjoy these 2 years.
They're heading back to the UK. They're not going to have this lovely sunshine. You've got any advice to him?
It's been so hot in the UK that I think they'll probably be acclimatised and they won't feel that much difference from Cyprus. Having seen the way they've operated in Cyprus, I'm sure they'll do extremely well.
Alex, I'm sure you've got lots of thank yous. Who would you like to thank?
We could be here all afternoon, I think, Ant. But firstly, everything that I've seen from the Welsh Guards, they'll be an absolutely fantastic addition to the British Forces community here and will offer so much to Cyprus. And I know that they will just have a cracking time here. They've got it all in the tank. But to wider thank yous, at the forefront of my mind is our soldiers and their families. We all know that there were some testing times at the start of this year, but they've been absolutely stoic in their approach to those circumstances and how they've conducted themselves has been absolutely brilliant. So my huge thanks to both the soldiers who do the tasks that we ask them to day to day and their families that support them.
And Charlie, who would you like to say hello to? Because you've brought quite a few people with you.
We've brought quite a few. And just like Al, I'd like to say a special hello to all the families who've helped support everyone coming out here. I know they've had a really testing time when we've arrived in Cyprus and many of their husbands, wives, partners have had to go straight on to training and they've been left to fend for themselves in an unfamiliar environment. They've been so resilient, whether they're in Cyprus or back in Wales or elsewhere. And thank you also to the single soldiers who have enabled our married or unaccompanied soldiers to go back to their families whilst they take the burden of the work, and that'll swap over soon. But a big thank you to all of the Welsh Guards families.
Alex, you've been absolute legends. Thank you very much for your support to BFBS. Charlie, welcome to Cyprus. We're looking forward to a few Welsh accents. Wear sun cream. That's my one piece of advice to you. Gentlemen, thank you for coming into BFBS.
Hey, thanks very much, Ant.
Thanks, Ant.
Oh, they sound like really... They already sound like they're friends. Do they know each other before they've been out in Cyprus?
I don't know, but you know how handovers go. A lot of it's, you know, very important military stuff. And there might be a couple of chats in the bar. I'm moving away from that. I don't want to start rumours.
So Alex and Charlie, you spoke to there. And how was it interviewing them both? Did they come across quite similar or how were they?
So it was really great because they popped in during their handover and we kind of snuck them into the studio and went, come on, let's sit you both down and ask you some questions. Alex has done so much for BFBS. He's done loads of videos and he's done loads of interviews and stuff. And he's always, I don't really have to do it, but he loved it. Let me tell you, he loved being on BFBS. Now, Charlie looked a little bit more reserved, if I'm honest with you, because he looked like a man who was really, really busy, which he is, and settling all his people in and everything else, which is quite right. But I think they're going to be good. I think we're going to get some good stuff out of them, which would be great. But they both were, as all handovers are, everybody thinks they've got enough time to do things. And then lots of questions come up like, where do I buy the stuff for my swimming pool? Or, you know, do you know anybody who's bought this car before? Does it look like it's a wreck or is it all right? That sort of thing gets into it, as well as the important stuff like, well, what do we do with all the guns and, you know, where are we all living? That sort of thing. So it's handovers are great. And when you see them at that level, they're just the same as everybody else's handover. They're just people trying to get as much information between each other as possible.
Oh, okay. And how long do they overlap for? So how long were one PWRR and the Welsh Guards out together?
It's quite an intense period as people come in. So you get a forward party that come in and they get things set up like the welfare teams and accommodation people and stuff like that. And as people leave, other people come in. So it takes over about a month for the whole thing to interchange and for them to all hand over. They do have an official handover ceremony where they lower a flag and raise a flag, because there's always a flag when there's a ceremony. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, that is something I've picked up on since being with BFBS, actually. So how have the Welsh Guards been settling in then? You said it's their first time out in Cyprus. They must be, like, quite excited for something so different.
I mean, they're settling in really well. There's always something new to do, and especially if you are new. So there's things like, oh, where do I do my shopping? And all the kids, we've got to get them registered at school. And, we need a car. Or majorly things like, where do I get loads of water and sun cream? That was the first questions for the first couple of days. They're settling in really, really well. They're going to be a great addition to British Forces Cyprus. And I think they're going to enjoy themselves while they're here.
Oh, that's really exciting. Yeah, I guess you forget, like, with the main stuff going on about, like, just coming over, you forget all the tiny necessities that you have to do around it as well, like the everyday thing. I didn't even think of that.
I mean, the biggest question was, like, where do we get the internet? And also things for the kids, where are the play groups and stuff like that for the accompanied people? And for the single soldiers, it was, you know, where can I plug in my PlayStation or other games console? You know, what's going on with this? That sort of thing.
Of course, the priorities. So what's in store for the Welsh Guards then now that they're there for the next couple of years?
Well, it's a really interesting question because nobody really knows, because as you know, within the region, there's been lots going on and they are a standby infantry battalion. Infantry battalions in Episcopi in the past have got involved with earthquake relief. A few years ago, one of the infantry battalions went and helped evacuate people out of Afghanistan. We live in a very interesting time and a complex time, especially our location is so close to the Middle East. So what's coming up for them, nobody can really tell. They do have a lot of exercises planned. And obviously there's the usual battalion activities of guarding places and stuff like that. But hopefully everybody's got their fingers crossed, it will be a quieter time for the Welsh Guards.
Yeah, fingers crossed. And I know that one PWR, they were really good with the FBS, weren't they? They were always getting involved with everything. And we were always welcome to like go and interview them and have them on our social media. Do you think the Welsh Guards will be the same? Do you think they'll be up and willing for it?
I can't say that they will, but I can tell you, Lydia, that the process of schmoozing has begun. And we were up there the other day in the mess, trying to be as charming as BFBS can be in preparation for grabbing them for the odd message and the odd maybe one or two social media videos. Who knows? Let's see what happens.
We'll be seeing them on the BFBS Cyprus page, Facebook page and Instagram page soon then. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Well, Anne, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode, letting us know about what's been going on over there and all the new exciting stuff with the Welsh Guards.
That's all right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
So what else is going on across BFBS? Well, Big Salute is coming up. So join Operation Summit for the BFBS Big Salute to raise funds for military charities for a sponsored climb. Big Salute Day is on October 8th, so you can complete your challenge from now until then and get creative with it. BFBS teams around the world will also be doing their own climbs and we'll be hearing from them all across the day on BFBS Radio. So let us know what you're planning. Head on over to bfbs.com/summit so your local team can follow your story. That's bfbs.com/summit. Okay, so that's actually it from me. Lauren Mitchell will be back with regular hosting duties for Daily Dits tomorrow. It's been an absolute pleasure filling in, and we'll see you tomorrow for another episode.